Father, we thank you for your unfailing word. Your word is powerful. Your word shall never fail. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never fail. What you say is what it is. We receive your infallible, uncorrupted word of God. The seed of God that is never corruptible. We receive that now into our spirit. As your word comes now with power, with grace, with favor, let our lives be personally transformed, changed from a higher level of glory to a higher level of glory. In the name of Jesus, that we enter the dimension that you have created for us to be. That we live in this realm where your glory dwells. Father, let your word transform us. Transform our families. Transform our church. Transform our businesses. Transform our city, our nation. We speak peace to Jerusalem. Peace within her walls. Peace within her palaces. We speak peace to all the nations. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I know you've been blessed because I heard how Pastor Daniel prayed. He prayed the blessing of the Lord has removed sorrow. So I know you've been practicing. Have you been removing sorrow from your business and your family? You got to get aggressive with it. It's God's will that you prosper. It's God's will that you remain blessed. Not just blessed, but highly blessed. To live an abundant life of peace, of love, of the goodness of God. It's so important that Jesus had to die for it. He didn't die in vain. He will never die in vain for you. Say, today I receive all that God has blessed me with. In the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord. Theme scripture was what? Proverbs, can you say it without cheating? What does it say? Praise the Lord. I could hear more people on this side. Let's give the people on this side opportunity. Say it again. Everybody. Amen. Proverbs 10:22. If you don't know it, write it down. Keep it as part of your life. Say amen. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and he had no sorrow to it. Once there is toiling, there is hardship. That sorrow means toil, hardship. Everything you do is labor. It's not going well. Even when God has pronounced his blessing on you, that sorrow and toiling and hardship and everything, pain, is all gone from your life. Also means pain. To receive pain, to be pained, and to give pain. Say, I'm free from it. So next time pain is in your life, you just say, sorrow, get out of here. You know, it doesn't permanently, it's supposed to permanently live, but it doesn't. That's why you, the redeemed, you must say so. Amen. Amen. Say, I'm an enforcer. From the day God removed it, from the day Jesus died, all the problem ought to be gone. But they still hang around. It's always one problem after the other. The days of struggling with problems, say they are over in my life. Say, problems, you are fired. Yeah, you got to fire it. He said the Holy Ghost comes with fire. Unquenchable fire. So if the Holy Ghost is in you, send that fire after that issue. Say, unquenchable fire of the Holy Ghost. Go after every issue. In the name of Jesus. You will not tolerate it for your life, for your family. And you might be free, but if your family member is suffering, you suffer with them. Because your heart longs for them. Say, we are free. Free. I'm free. Forever. Jesus paid for it and it must work. Okay. I'm preaching on the blessing. Praise the Lord. Well, if you missed the other sections, I think I've done like 3 or 4 sections during the week, or 3. You need to get all those DVDs and CDs. And I don't want them as free gift to anybody, so they all have to purchase my tape. My tape is not for freebies, whether you're teaching or not. They purchase. If they're teachers, they got to purchase. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say, praise the Lord. You're teaching the morning being the evening service. And catch up. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you're teaching the morning or you serve, be in the evening service and catch up. Amen. Be in the weekday service and catch up. So no more freebies. Amen. Somebody know, I'm talking to Sister Sherry and Brother Byron, no more free tips. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You contribute to the house of the Lord. That's how you get the blessing. The blessing doesn't stay except you give towards it. There's got to be an exchange. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Some of you got so many tapes, you just throw them in the corner, they're collecting dust. That's the word of the Lord. You can never collect dust. In the name of Jesus. So my CDs and my DVDs and apostles from now on, I've declared it, so it is. Say amen. Amen. You purchase them and you listen to them again and again. You give it to somebody so that their families can be blessed. Amen. All right, the blessing. Okay, we already established sorrow. I'm not going into that. Sorrow was established the first time in Genesis 3 when Adam and Eve disobedience brought sorrow. When they disobeyed, sorrow was declared over Eve. Her name is really Adam, but we're used to calling her Eve, the female Adam and the male Adam from verse 17 of Genesis. So I won't go there. I've taught on that already. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So God say, sorrow will be multiplied greatly to her, and sorrow, out of sorrow will the man eat. So from today, we declare that we are all free from that sorrow. Jesus paid for it. He died for it. Galatians 3. So we're going to talk about the blessing. Go to Galatians 3:13. Galatians 3:13. And then I have lots of scriptures. I might just talk about them instead of going through them. So we'll see how much we can cover this morning. Galatians 3:13. If it's up on the screen, or you should have it in your Bible. Say, Christ had redeemed. Verse 13. Galatians 3:13. Make sure you read all the chapters when you get home. Christ had redeemed us from what? The curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Jesus died for this, so this guarantees everyone to come, become part of this. Amen? Everyone, every human being on earth can partake of this if you made Jesus your Lord and Savior. Jesus is that seed of the woman that was guaranteed in Genesis chapter 3. That the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the enemy. Somebody shout hallelujah. Jesus is that seed. God did not guarantee many seed, just a seed. Jesus is that seed. The enemy has been defeated. But we're still having sorrow. It must be gone from our life. God does not add the sorrow. He just gives us just a blessing. The enemy is the one that put the sorrow and puts it back. We've been free from it. The first person who declared sorrow was God himself as judgment. He didn't say you will die from it. He just said things will be difficult for you. So Jesus came. He has delivered us from that curse. Amen. Say amen. Amen. What is the law? The law is anything God says, this is what I say, how it is, so it is. The law was in the garden. What was the law? Don't eat of this what? Particular tree. The day you eat it, you shall surely die. That was it. Did they obey God? No, they disobeyed God. So disobedience will cost you. Say, I'm free from disobedience. Now, if you practice disobedience starting today, just get rid of it. It's not your friend. Say, disobedience is not my friend. Yeah, some people like, they practice disobedience. No matter what you tell them, they go ahead and do whatever pleases them. That kind of a life, you'll never enjoy the blessing of God. Obedience makes you to enjoy the blessing of the Lord. If you will obey the Lord, you will eat the good of the land. That is the word of the Lord. All right, so the blessing, there are many blessings. I've talked about Adam and Adam's blessing in Genesis 1:20, from verse 26 to 31. I talked about it. I'm not going there. That's completed already. So that's the blessing. I preached on that during the week. Praise the Lord. Now I'm going to go to the next blessing. I did say there were three things that were blessed. The creatures of the sea were blessed. The creatures of what? Of the man was blessed. And the seventh day was blessed. God blessed all that. God blessed three things from the beginning without any sin attached to it. Sea creatures were blessed. Man was blessed. And then what? The seventh day was blessed. I've taught on that already. So get the tip. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now you can catch up from wherever I'm going to start with now. Praise the Lord. All right. So first blessing was put in man. Second set of blessing was put in Noah. Let's go to Noah. There's no book of Noah. Some people are turning to Noah. All right. Let's go to Genesis chapter 9. So Adam is the first person to be blessed. I said Genesis 1, 26 to 31. All right? Okay. Now let's go to Noah chapter. What did I tell you to go to in Noah? Genesis chapter 9. All right. Before we get to chapter 9, just go to chapter 6 quickly. Okay? The Bible said the world was full of sin. Imagination of man was continuously evil, and all they could think about, they couldn't think of anything good. All mankind was doing that, and God was just fed up of it, and God said he regretted him to make man. And then something happened. The Bible said God said he was going to just clean out the slate and start all over. Let me read verse 5 to 7, up to 8. Genesis 6 5 to 8. You need to read the whole chapter. Then you see that the land was so wicked, and God's spirit was continuing to talking to man. And God said his spirit did not strive with man anymore. There were giants in the land. They were sleeping with the women of earth. That's demonic spirits were just producing an unusual kind of humans and demons. But God said, I've had enough. Verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That is something else. They've gone beyond crazy. Not one good thought could pass the mind and the thought of man. All they could imagine was evil. Had one person will imagine how they can be more wicked than the other. Not one soul. God was searching and looking. Somebody say good news. Say God locate me. Verse 6. And he repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. That's that sorrow. So God felt it. That's why I say he is a man of sorrow. He carried our sorrows. He's got to feel it to deliver you. Say amen. Say, I'm delivered. The Lord knows what you're passing through. He's going to deliver you today. In the name of Jesus. Verse 7, and the Lord said, I will destroy man from whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it's repented me that I have made them. Did the beast and the creatures do anything bad? No, that was the food of man. That's all the things God has given dominion for them to enjoy. So if the boss of those things are not around, there's no point for those things. They die with their boss. So God said, I'm going to finish everything. But look at the good news. Say, God, locate me. Verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. There's good news. God was going to clean out every single soul and everything he has created. It took him 6 days to make all of them. He said, I'm willing to destroy all of them. Because everything got contaminated with the wickedness of man. Say, today, Lord, cleanse my life from every contamination. Well, the world is going back that way again. Jesus has paid the price, but the imagination is going more wicked. You couldn't watch any TV program now without any evil. Whether you want it to see it or not, it's right there. Even the news is no longer good news. It's all bad news. They spin things out of control. They tell stories that are not true. Say, Lord, deliver me and my family from evil imagination. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, now go to Genesis. So that's a big story. So for you to know all that story, find out about the flood. So after Noah found grace, God now gave him the recipe to build an ark. And then he had three sons already. He was married. Noah was married, had a wife, and he had three sons. But their sons were married, but they didn't have any children at the time of the flood. So they got into the ark, and God told Noah to pick 7 clean animals in pairs and 2 unclean in pairs. Somebody said the good ones are more than the bad ones. The good will always be more. Say amen. God is a wise God. Somebody shout hallelujah. I know when we tell the stories, that's why if you do Sunday school, you got to read the scripture, not your own stories or books. They say the animals went into the ark 2 by 2. No, there was 7 by 7 before 2 by 2. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you need to read all of that from chapter 6 to chapter 8 to catch up. So by chapter 8, after the flood, verse 22, God made a promise. Verse 22 of chapter 8, the last verse. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not what? Cease. So this will never cease. So if this heaven and earth pass away, God will always bring a new one. There will always be seed time and harvest time. Somebody shout hallelujah. God put a new law. Somebody shout hallelujah. He finished his work, but he has not really finished. He's still declaring. From his rest, he's declaring freedom for us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because the 7th day is blessed, so he can only speak the blessing out of the 7th day for us. Say amen. All right, the blessing of Noah. You can read the whole chapter because I'm just going to skip a lot because of time. Praise the Lord. Chapter 9, the blessing of Noah. First blessing was for Adam and Eve. We read that, preached on that already. Genesis 1, 26 to 31. Now, the second blessings. And God blessed Noah. Chapter 9, verse 1. Genesis 9, verse 1. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Does that sound like what we heard in Genesis 1, 27, 28, 29, how God was blessing Adam? God has to pronounce, because all Adamic generation was gone, only Noah and his family. Only one family remained in the earth. There's got to be a seed, because God has said the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the enemy. There's got to be a seed. Say, God has a special seed for deliverance. Say amen. And the fear of you. Now, the first blessing for Adam, he did not say the fear of you. But look at verse 2. In Noah, he's adding more blessing. Say, today I'll receive more blessing. Blessing that have no sorrow. He said, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Somebody shout hallelujah. So if you are a hunter, you will always catch a prey. If you are a fisherman, you always have more than enough fishes to live on. Everything that your business is, you must always have abundance. He said they've been delivered into your hand. Somebody stretch out your hand. Say, my hand has been given power to get wealth. Everything has been delivered into my hand. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing of Noah, everything has been delivered into your hand. Not just you having dominion over them, you shall have them. The power to have is been given to you. Somebody say, I have. I'm not just a receiver, I have. I'm not just a dominion person, I have. power. Say the dread and the fear of you. When they see you, they obey you. If a dog is gone crazy and is running after you, all you have to do is just look at it. You see, the dog will be scared of you. I don't know whether you even believe any of this. It's a story. Take the word of God from fable and story, take it into your faith realm. The word of God is received by faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? By the word of God. As you are hearing right now, the faith to receive it is present. It's not coming later, it's present right now. So you take it into your spirit. Every creature must be afraid of me. So if a lot of birds are flying all over and they're flocking, you don't go, oh, the birds. Actually, there was a movie about the birds. I never watched it, but I saw the commercial. I think, who did that movie? I'm not sure. Hitchcock, he always do crazy stuff, weird stuff. I just see the name and I switch. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I need good stuff in my imagination. I don't need evil in my imagination. God has delivered us from wicked imagination. Imagination is not sin. It's just wicked imagination. After all, you're made in the image of God. God is an imager. He imaged things and he produced them. Somebody shout hallelujah. And he made us in his image and likeness. So God has to see the picture before he made it. We are picture seer. We see from inside out. We don't see outside in. We see inside out. Somebody shout hallelujah. You might as well start saying, I can see. You need to be able to see. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you can't see, you can't discern. You're a blind person. It's more worse to be blind spiritually than physically blind. If you're physically blind, you can learn things that can help you to move around. But if you're spiritually blind, you are really blind. Say, Lord, set me free from blindness. In the name of Jesus. You can just walk into the enemy's trap and not even see it. It's standing right in front of you until it knocks you and takes you out. Say, I'm free. You must see. The word of God enables you to see. Only two people believe that. Genesis 9:3. If every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. I already declared that from the beginning, God did not just say eat herbs, he listed them. So everything he made is for your enjoyment. Say amen. Okay. But the flesh within the life therein, which is the blood thereof, shall you not eat. Here's another law again. Don't eat blood. Some of you in your culture, you eat blood. You love blood sausage, you love blood whatever. All those bloody things, reject them starting today. In the name of Jesus. That's a new thing. Say, don't eat blood. If you eat blood, your life is not going to, you're not going to live long. You'll be cut off from the earth at a younger age. Say, I'm not a blood eater. If you were raised in it, your parents were ignorant about it. That was culture. There was no food. Maybe they started with lack, and that was the only thing. There's some cultures, they drink blood instead of drinking milk. That's what they were taught. Somebody said, gross, but that's their drink. Say, I'm free from that rubbish. There's enough milk in the cow to drink. So stop drinking the blood of the cow. God said, don't drink blood. Don't eat it. Is that in the Bible? But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall you not eat. Period. We don't eat blood. So if you buy your meat, wash all the blood out of it. Remove all those veins. Remove them. Clean them good. Wash them. Cook it and then eat it. Amen. Say amen. Say amen. Amen. Say I'm free from all this rubbish. Things that will bring sorrow back into your life, reject them. Because the only one who will suffer from that disobedience is yourself. You will have pain and toiling and hardship. Say, I fired all of that. They're not coming back. All right, so that's a blessing. There's a little bit more. Okay, move down a little bit. You can read out. There's more with the blessing. He gave more. God said, we require blood from your hand. If you eat blood, I'm going to require. Verse 5. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whosoever sheddeth man's blood by man, shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. And then he says, verse 7, this is a blessing. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply, and bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, and I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now we're hearing a new language, covenant. Somebody shout hallelujah. God established what? Covenant. He's not going to break it. And covenant is done through blood shedding. And God said, I establish it. God has already shed the blood in the garden to cover Adam and Eve with a coat of skin. They had coat of leaves. God said, no, that won't do. You need the bloody stuff. Because the blood of Jesus is coming. The seed is coming. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. God was the first one to shed blood. Blood of an animal, not the blood of man. He could have killed Adam in the garden, but he didn't. He just sent them out. Somebody shout hallelujah. So God is interested in your life. God is not interested in seeing you die. God is interested in seeing you live and live abundant life. Somebody shout hallelujah. God has commanded man, creatures, not to mess around you. So if they touch you, I will require the blood. When Cain killed his brother Abel, did God require the blood? Did the blood of Cain cry out? It did. So before Noah, this is still true about God. He has not changed. God never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What he says, he means it. And he follows his own word. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say the blessing of God is in my life. He say you will bring forth fruit. Amen. You don't have a lack life. You have a fruitful life. And you have a multiplication life. Everything you touch is blessed. There is no sorrow attached to it. Just get rid of the disobedience. Get rid of blood eating. Now, a lot of people suffer from blood issues because somebody in the bloodline has already killed somebody a long time ago. So today, if you have any blood issues, blood problem in your life, somebody has eaten blood, somebody has murdered somebody, out of ignorance has been passed through the genetic order down the line, I erase all those blood problems in the name of Jesus. That sorrow is removed completely. Amen. You are free. Amen. Free in your DNA. Amen. Free in your blood. Amen. Free in your cells. Every blood disease. You are gone in the name of Jesus. The covenant of God is that you will be blessed and be fruitful. And you will have the blessing of God that add no sorrow. It is wiped out of this church from our partners, from our family members, biological, spiritual, every sin, every iniquity, or blood commitment, blood murder, blood eating, we erase all of that by the blood of Jesus. Say, I receive this prayer for me and my household in the name of Jesus. Say, amen. I am fruitful. I am multiplying. I am bringing forth abundantly. So your business, you must bring forth. You don't just bring forth enough to just live by, you're going to bring forth abundantly. If you go to work, you are promoted. Not trickle promotion, you get more abundantly. He said, you'll be fruitful. That's the word of the Lord. This word is not for everyone. It's for those who have an ear to hear the word of the Lord. Say amen. This word is for those who receive the word of God. This word is for those who are in covenant with God. Verse 9, the blessing of Noah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to try to do two blessings today. So I'll finish from Noah. I'll do one more. And I think that's all we're going to cover. So I'll do Noah. I'll probably do the other one. There's a lot of them in the scripture. So just do a few. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And verse 10. This now is for Noah and his seed. So every human being alive right now, they came from Noah. Noah is your great, great, great. You can add the great to whatever you want to get it to. Your great, 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 great grandfather. You got the blood of Noah flowing through your flesh. And you got the blood of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you all came from the three sons and the wives of Noah. Somebody shout hallelujah. And God did not bless two and minus one. He blessed all three. They were all blessed. They all carry this blessing. This blessing runs in your DNA. Somebody shout hallelujah. The power to be fruitful, multiply, and to bring forth abundantly, everything you do shines and is great, is inside you. So as the word comes now, let it be activated in you. In the name of Jesus. Now look at what it says. Verse. I'll do a little bit and then I'm going to get out of there. All right. Verse 9. Genesis 9, verse 9. And I, who's the I there? God. Behold, I establish. Two times he said it. And I is the I am that I am. And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you. So this blessing is for you and your seed, for your family members. And with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth, everything that came with you, everything that is with you, they are also blessed. So you are not a rancher that your cattle does not produce. They produce. So if you are a rancher, you are blessed. Any career you pick is a blessed career. It's a fruitful career. It's a multiplying career. It is moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, well, I wish I had that person's job. Stop eyeing somebody else's job. Where you are, you can be blessed. It's not the job that is blessing you. You're the one carrying the blessing. So let it be activated so it will be attracted to you like a magnet. Somebody shout hallelujah. The right people will come to you. The right people will help you will come to you. The wrong people will be removed because the wrong ones are the sorrowful ones. You don't need that in your life. You need the right people. You need the right people to help you. If the right help come to you, you are blessed. If the wrong help come to you, you are in sorrow. Nobody wants to be married to Jezebel. You can be an Ahab who could have done great things to become a Jezebel lover, and then what happened? You all perish together. Say, I am free. Say, I'm free. You can be a Samson, and then you go and like a Delilah. Guess what happened to you? There's still many things to conquer, but you will die so young. Your anointing will be cut off. Because all they want to know is your secret. Where's the secret of your anointing? They follow you and they're around you, tell you sweet stories, sweet stuff. And before you know it, you divide your secret. And they cut you off. The next thing, they pluck at your eyes, cut off your hair, you become blind. Say, I'm free from this type of demonic kind of things. Yeah, they are in animals, they are also in people. Say, I'm free. Is Delilah not a person? Is Jezebel not a person? Hello? It's not only women. What about Achan? They troubled Moses so much. Get people to start doing what? Building what? Calves, golden calves. The gold was supposed to be taken to the promised land so they can build God a temple, a house of worship. They started building golden calves. Who was doing that? It was not the devil. It was demonized people who have wicked imagination. May God free you from wicked imagination, people. They will derail your destiny. And those who followed them were all swallowed up. They never made it into the promised land. May you stop following the wrong crowd, a wrong influence. Just listen to your friends. If they have wicked imagination, it's going to come out of their mouth. They say, oh, I don't mean it. Who told you they don't mean it? They mean exactly what you're saying. First strike, run for your life. Don't wait for second. By the time you get second, third, you're already in it. You've been contaminated. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. I'm a child of the Most High God, blessed and highly favored, carrying the blessing of God that has no sorrow. You don't need them. They need you. It's because you don't know what you carry. Once you know what you carry, they need you. I'm very comfortable with myself. Somebody shout hallelujah. I can stay by myself 24/7 for the rest of how many years, and I'm just fine and happy. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I don't have a longing for friendship. I don't have a longing for anything. If I just have God, it's enough. But you have to deal with people. Praise the Lord. Because you deal with people, you got to help people. Say amen. But you don't allow people to run your life. Let God run your life. I don't need a best friend. I got a best friend. His name is Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. And if you are married, let your spouse be your best friend. And if he's crazy, you got the Holy Ghost. Drive that craziness out of that house. Somebody shout hallelujah. You have an unquenchable fire. Send that fire. Somebody shout hallelujah. You don't have to tolerate madness and become mad. Some people have lost their favor because they're married to a crazy. And that crazy begin to whisper rubbish into their ear. They were so sweet and nice and God's glory is on them. But it's fading and it's living there and they don't even see it. Because they'll be listening to rubbish. Say, I'm free. Say, I'm free. Say, I'm free. It's like that chicken that buries its head in the sand and everything else in the behind is gross. And yet it says nobody sees it. But we all can see the rubbish. Not everybody is blind. Some of us can see. Say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, I will never lose my favor in God. Because you need favor with God and with man. But you need the right people around you. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. You just need satisfaction from the Lord. He's the one that will satisfy you. The blessing of the Lord. Proverbs 10:22, it maketh rich and hath no sorrow. Hallelujah. And God is speaking exactly the same thing over and over. Okay, say I will establish, verse 11, and I will establish, Genesis 9:11, and I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. No flood can destroy you. That's why when it starts raining and it's pouring and they're forecasting flood, what did the word of God say? No flood. So establish that for your house, for your territory. Some pump or no some pump in your house, there's no flood. Amen. Say amen. No flood in your city. Amen. not in your neighborhood. At least declare over your section. And then also to your workplace, because you need to go to work. So you need the road clear. You need to go to church, where you need the road clear. Amen. Take authority. God said no flood, so you are the redeemed. You say no flood. God says it's a covenant. So God cannot lie. He has established it. So it is forever. If you are not in your village, and because your family members are there, you can say no flood in your village. Some people say, we are from the island. You can't say no flood. It rains all the time. Well, there is a sea. The water belongs in the sea. So let it rain. Command it from wherever you are. And say, waters, after you rain, you water the earth, and every vegetation is growing well. The leftover, just find your way back to the sea. Find your way back to the river, no overflow. The Bible says they have their containers. They stay within their boundaries. So if you want sorrow, keep your mouth shut. If you don't want sorrow, fire it. Only one person said, I fired sorrow. Why do you always wait till somebody say before you? It's always too late. Take it immediately. Faith comes by what? Hearing. If you delay, it's already heard. It's not in the hearing. Hearing means now. As you're hearing it, you're grabbing it. Say amen. The faith for that, to stop that flood, is now. You grab it as you're hearing it. It is a faith comes by head. If you don't take in that moment, it's now gone into the head section. It's past. Say, I'm not living in the past. I'm living in the now of God. I'm in the now. And everything that God has given to me in the now is mine. I will not let go of it. Say amen. What is mine is mine. It can't be taken away from me. No devil, no human, no beast, no bird. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. Amen. All right, so you can read more about that. And then we saw he put a covenant, verse 13. This is something we all see all the time. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, and the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, go to verse 17. So that bow, you know what it is already. We call it the rainbow. Right? So that's a covenant. So anytime you see God is remembering his covenant. So that means God forgets his covenant. He ought not to forget, but conveniently, don't think about that right now. So it's our remember. That's why every Sunday we say, God, remember me. Amen. God is not a forgetful God, but he conveniently don't want to think about that. So you want him to think about you. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. God remember. And when God remember you, the blessing comes. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's my turn to be blessed. Verse 17, Genesis 9. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and the flesh that is upon the earth. And the sons of Noah that went forth out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. So you came from Noah's family, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, all the families of the earth. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. Okay, you know that story. So he started, they are now in the earth, there's no more flood. He's doing business, he's no longer building an ark. He's a farmer. So he decided to plant things that he can use to make wine. And he started making wine and testing it. And it's so delicious. And he drank and he drank and he drank himself to nakedness. He became a drunk that night. And one of his sons saw his nakedness and did not cover him. But, you know, in his heart, said, look at this old drunken man. It's not written, but he was dishonorable. And his other son, Shem, they saw and they covered him up. And God said, I'll bless Shem more than them. Not God, but Noah. God blessed all the three sons equally. But Noah is going to start something else. When God bless you, don't allow that blessing to turn you into a drunk. Say amen. Some people, after they are blessed, that blessing now turn inward to destroy them. May the blessing of God not destroy you. May you not abuse the blessing, but learn to distribute it. In the name of Jesus. He got so blessed, instead of continuous distribution, he overindulged. And now, God has just finished blessing and establishing everything clean. And guess what? Noah is the second blessing carrier. And now he's going to establish another set of sorrow after they've been delivered. All the families of the earth have been blessed. Now, here's Noah. Now go to verse 22. And I got to read it. I was trying not to read all of it, but I got to read it. Verse 22. And he drank of the wine and was drunk in Genesis 9:22. And he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. So they started having grandchildren already. Ham has a child. His name is Canaan. Every curse on your grandchild, may it be removed today. In the name of Jesus. Verse 22. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. He didn't cover his father. He just went to tell. The old man is drunk and naked. I saw things I ought not to see. This is why gossip is so bad for your life. Be free from gossip today. Be free from telling tales. Pray instead of talking rubbish. Verse 23, and Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. So they took their garment, they went like this, backwards, to where the father is. They didn't care whether they stumbled or fell. We are not going to look at our father's nakedness. And they threw the coat to cover their father. But the other one saw, and he was looking at everything. So this is how you look like. May you not look at other people's nakedness. May you be free from that today. If you have peeping Toms in your family, may you be free. They carry curse. Say, I'm not a curse carrier. I'm free. Yeah, some of the sorrows you suffer from, they are from rubbish that families have done. You are free from them. In the name of Jesus. You did not do it. But your seed after you is cursed because of your error. Say, I'm free. So these two young men were honorable men, and God blesses honor. Verse 24, and Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. How did he know? Because he has the blessing of God in his life. He can see. Noah was not blind. When you have that grace, you can see. You don't have to be present. You might be drunk, but your spirit man is not drunk. He's quite awake. Somebody shout hallelujah. He knew. The Bible says he knew. He was not told, he knew. Because the Spirit of God inside you is a knower. A knows things. Say, God, give me ability to know. Part of the blessing is to know. Amen. Then Paul said that I may know him. Is that not the prayer Paul prayed? Say, God, anoint me to know you. Verse 25. And here's Noah. And he said, cursed be Canaan. Wow. He was a blessed man. So everything he blessed is blessed. Now he opened his mouth. Noah now opened the door for sorrow all over again. What man was cleansed from, he put it. Cursed be Canaan. He could not curse Ham. He had to curse his grand because Ham is already blessed by God Almighty. Once God bless, you cannot reverse that blessing. Say amen. I say, once God bless, it cannot be reversed. So he now cursed the one that is not blessed yet. Say, after your seed. So the seed has not started claiming his blessing, so he cursed him, and the curse stuck. Say, every curse has been removed from my seed. And my seed, to Jesus come. Here is Noah pronouncing now. He's a blessing carrier. So whatever he says is what's going to go. That's make sure the person who's blessed never pronounce a curse over you. If pronounce a judgment over you, it sticks. If you don't know who you are, say, I am free from every curse. All right. Verse 25. Genesis 9, he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants, shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Wow. That is so real. As he spoke that, that became the history. I have time this morning, I can take you through the scripture, how that came to pass. I'll take you a little bit. 27, God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. He did his job. He pronounced blessing on two of his sons, on their seeds, and he cursed one. How do you curse your grandchild? The grandchild never did anything. The grandchild, Canaan, never saw the nakedness. It was Ham. But God has already blessed Shem, Japheth, and Ham. So he cannot unbless them. Once God has chosen you and blessed you, no human can reverse it. But your seed is another story. That is why you must pronounce the blessing over your seed. Quickly. Me and my seed and my household, we are blessed forever. So if they are blessed forever, nobody can now pronounce anything. It won't work. Say amen. Say amen. If you like, sleep through the service. Tomorrow we shall see your story. Or pinch yourself and be awake. I don't understand. Some of you come to church, you sleep. Why the blessing is going on, you are sleeping. Tomorrow you'll be struggling. Pastor, can you pray for me? I just taught you like this. Is it the one that pastor will pray for you, or you're taking what God is giving to you that you want? When the download is happening, download it. Say amen. You got it, you got it. You don't have it, you don't have it. Some people will be thinking about their stomach. I'm hungry. I forgot to eat breakfast this morning. Or some of you will stay at the back. You'll be telling stories. Or some of you will pack into the nursery. I don't know how many mothers you need in the nursery. They can organize themselves. 2 mothers, 3 mothers, enough. They stay there and tell stories. Did you come to church to tell stories? Or you come to impact your life and your family? Your generations is depending on you. Your family legacy is depending on you. Solutions are available, and yet you are playing games. You come to church and you sleep. Sleep about what? Is this sleeping time? Or you're thinking, oh, are we eating food this Sunday? Chicken, rice. Well, that's how Esau lost his blessing. He was always about food. Jacob was so lazy, but he was smart. Esau, he goes and hunts, hardworking, but he has no control over his appetite. He can't wait for the food to be cooked. He cut the meat for the blessing, but he lost the blessing. Keep thinking about food. I've been delivered from the spirit of gluttony. Gluttony, the Bible says if you have a gluttony spirit, take a knife and cut your throat. Well, please don't do it. Somebody shout hallelujah. You didn't come to church for food. There's no cake and tea today, so, well, I can't wait. Coffee. You won't bring your coffee you bring into the church and put it on that table, spill, and pretend and go home. You don't even wipe it. That is the house of the Lord. You have ungodly boldness to leave that mess there and walk out. What happened to the angel that was watching you there? And then you say, I'm blessed and highly favored. You're carrying sorrow home instead of blessing. I came to get the blessing. Somebody shout hallelujah. You want to make friends in church? Make friends. Invite them home. Have coffee and do all your chatting, but not in church. You came here to learn, to carry what you need to carry, and to change your family. Their destiny is depending on you. I'm a destiny carrier. I'm a blessed person. I'm the fruitful one in my family. My generation must change. I must live in divine health. You must see yourself healthy all week long. Pain free. If there was pain, now that I know sorrow is pain. Sorrow, go! No more pain. You enforce that. Say, my life has changed. Noah was so blessed. He started drinking wine, and guess what now? How do you curse your grandchild? Grandparents love their grandkids. But when you are impaired and a different spirit has entered you, you act with a wicked imagination, and wickedness now came back on the earth. You're now producing grandchildren like Nimrod, building Babel. We still have Babel till tomorrow. Legacy of craziness starts. Say, God, sharpen my mind, my vision, my spirit, in the name of Jesus. Anyway, Shem. Oh, praise the Lord. All right, so go to, we won't finish, but we can just do, I don't know, maybe I should stop right there. Who knows? I'll tell you about Shem now. So Shem is blessed. You can read all of that. There's a lot of reading there. So this begat that and that and that and that, and then it continued. All right, so go to Genesis 12, the third blessing carrier. Actually, I'll do 11. I'll read a little bit in 11. Third blessing carrier. I'm going to go to, we did Adam's blessing. Adam and Eve's blessing, or Adam's blessing. Then we did Noah's blessing. Then now we're going to do the Abrahamic blessing. And the Abrahamic blessing started when Noah blessed, God blessed them, Shem, the three sons. Verse 10 of chapter 11, Genesis 10. Genesis 11, verse 10. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and he begat who? Arphaxad, 2 years after the flood. Hello? 2 years. So we know Canaan was born right away after the flood. Right? Because Canaan was already the first grandchild. Now, Arphaxad is another grandchild. So Ham gave birth to the first grandchild, which ought to be so special, and now he's cursed. You know, when the first is cursed, the rest it goes. So that's why Jesus came as the firstborn to clean this curse off. Say amen. Say amen. There's a lot I said there. I don't have time to develop that for you. Those who have ears, hear what the Spirit is saying. Okay, verse 10 again of Genesis 11. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begat Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. They used to live very long before they give birth to children. And Shem lived after he begat Arphaxad 500 years and begat what? Sons and daughters. All right, so you go on and on. So this is his generation, and it goes on, the generation of Shem. This is the generation of Shem. Okay? So you can read all of that. All the people that lived, they lived very long. And then let's go to verse 26. These are still generation of Shem. And Terah. Okay, let's do 24. So you can see a name that you are familiar with later. Genesis 11. We're talking about the blessing. And Nahor lived 9 and 20 years and begat what? Terah. And Terah is not just from, what's that movie they had? Gone with the Wind. That's if some people hear that word Terah. Terah is from the Bible. Okay. it's not Gone with the Wind. These are blessed generations. Say amen. And Nahor lived after he begat Terah 119 years. And begat sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years and begat Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. Hello? And Terah lived how many years? Lived 70 years and begat what? Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. Triplet. First triplet in the Bible at 70. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say there's hope for me. If you are barren, as you are hearing the years of when they start having children, say today, there's hope for me. No wonder God can still open the womb of Sarah and the life-giving force of Abraham at their age, because the blessing is in there. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat what? Lot. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. And Haran died before his father, Terah, in the land of nativity in Ur and the Chaldeans. Why should they die when God say, I bless you? The blessing is people should not be dying at young age. But they were dying because somebody was not enforcing the blessing. Because somebody has opened the door for a grandchild to be cursed. So from there on, the thing is spreading. Sickness, disease, death. Death is all part of the curse. Lack, fear, shame. God said, produce, have life abundantly. And yet, they are dying young. Say, I received the blessing. Verse 29, Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, and the daughter of Haran, and the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. These are all cousins. They used to marry from themselves. But Sarah was barren and had no child. The curse is now advancing. Now we see the first one, barren, but he's from the blessed line. These are Shem's family. Canaan is the one that is cursed, not Shem. But Shem is experiencing the curse. Somebody say, I am blessed and highly favored. Every curse that I've been experiencing must leave my life today. Must leave my family today. In the name of Jesus. Shem and his seed was never cursed. They carried the blessing, but the curse was walking in their life. We are not seeing Canaan's children dying, but we are seeing Shem's child dying. Say, I must enforce the blessing. If it is floating out there, it can touch anyone. It's called contamination. Say, I'm free from contamination. I will soon round up, so I'm just trying to open something, and then I'm going to pray in a moment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you getting blessed or getting anything? Use your spiritual ear and get this for your family. Verse 3. This was Sarah was barren. Verse 30 of Genesis 11. But Sarah was barren. She had no child. And Terah took Abraham, his son, and Lot, son of Haran, the son of his son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, and his son, Abraham's wife. And they went forth with them from all of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. So he was 70 years old. He had triplet. He lived another 135 years. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, I will live long and enjoy the goodness of God in the land of the living. Now put your finger right there. I turn back to chapter 9 again of Genesis, verse 26. And this is Noah now blessing. And he said, bless, verse 25. And he said, cursed be Canaan, the servant of servants, shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. So the whole family of Noah, of his three sons, are aware of the blessing. So what is their direction? Canaan got established. The one that is cursed got established so fast. He had land. He had a whole land called, the area called Canaan. That place today is the modern day Israel. Somebody shout hallelujah. He had the whole land. The cursed one was still, the blessing God pronounced was still trickling in, even though he's going to lose it. There are no more Canaanites today. Shem took over. The seed of Shem took over. They started first dying. They started first being barren. It looks like what God said is not going to come to pass, but it shall surely come to pass. If God says you are blessed, you shall be blessed. It shall surely come to pass. So they said, Terah said, moving his family towards Canaan. Because God said, that's where the blessing. We're going to be the Lord over Canaan. Canaan will serve me. If God says something, move towards that direction. There might be obstacles in the way, but keep moving. And as you move, you are going to see the glory of God. It shall surely come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Move this family. One of his sons died in the way, but he didn't stop. Even himself lost his life in the way. They didn't have this wisdom that we now have. He could have passed the blessing like Noah did. God blessed them, but Noah in the earth had to also pronounce the blessing. You must pronounce the blessing. Say amen. All right, I'm going to round up. So I'm going to read a little bit, chapter 12, Genesis 12. This is what most of us read. We forget the other part, where all the good is. There's a foundation. So God did not just pick Abraham for picking sake that I'm going to bless him. It is part of the blessing that Noah has announced. And it must happen. Genesis 12. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. His father Terah has already left the land of the Chaldees in chapter 11, verse 28. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity in all of the Chaldees. So after that, he now gathered the remaining of his family. Oh, we're not supposed to be in the land of the Chaldees. That's not where God said the blessing is. God said it's going to be in Canaan. He stayed in all of the Chaldees. So death and barrenness started visiting them. If you stay where God didn't ask you to stay, death and barrenness will look for you there. Say, I'm getting up. I'm taking my family. I'm going to the house of the Lord. Say amen. Moved his family. In the process, he died in the way, but God remembered his family. God now showed up. Terah died. He did not pronounce the blessing like Noah pronounced. Somebody's got to pronounce the blessing on the earth for it to continue. Now the Lord had heard. The Lord said, chapter 12, Genesis. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto the land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be what? A blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And Abraham departed. Now God is using blessed, and God is using what? Curse. Because somebody has started the word curse. So that language did not leave. It stayed in the earth. It still stayed it today. Somebody is busy cursing you. You must destroy it. You must say, anyone who cursed me, God cursed them. Anyone who blessed me, God blessed them. You don't need to say anything else. If they bless you, they are blessed. If they curse you, if they stay in their house and they gossip about you and say one bad word, they have carried curse on their head. Not only them and their seed. God was only pronouncing blessing. Here God is saying, I'm going to bless anyone who bless you, anyone who curse you. Say, I'm blessed. So God bless those who bless me. And God curse those who curse me. God established another new law. Somebody shout hallelujah. He blessed the 7 days in his rest, but from this place of rest, he's declaring the goodness of God. I must enforce what God enforced. Doesn't matter, whoever is cursing, anyone can curse me or my seed, my grandchildren, and their spouses, or my church, or my ministry. Ain't working. Somebody shout hallelujah. God will bless those who bless me, and curse those who curse me. You should be rejoicing. That's all you need to say. That's the word of the Lord. He told Abraham. So he's the third blessing carrier. Somebody shout hallelujah. And God never showed up again to change it. The next person who carried this blessing was Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It started with Galatians 3:13. Jesus died to bring this blessing. That you will be blessed. All those who bless you will be blessed. And those who curse you will be cursed. I can continue. I got to wrap this part up. Toby, continue. Amen. We didn't even start yet. When you get into this blessing, oh my God. How many of you like to be blessed in everything? That's the blessing we're going to go into. Blessed in everything. Blessed in everything. That means everything about you is blessed. Your health, your finance, your home, anything you touch is blessed. Blessing doesn't pass you by now. It comes to you and serve you. Let's rise.